The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
So welcome back to Project Independence and You. Forget everything that I said right before break, because we're keeping Jim here to answer some more questions that, you know, certainly Otto and we all think were pretty important, especially because of the theme and the reasons that we had Jim on. So Otto, what was your point before
we
went to break?
You know, we keep talking about carbon monoxide, but I have to take the stupidity test here. What causes that problem? And then the other one is, I've been hearing a lot about gas explosions. Is there any connection between that? And if not, what can you do to not have a gas explosion?
So to answer the first part, carbon monoxide is a product of incomplete combustion. And it can happen, believe it or not, it can happen with your kitchen stove. If you slightly leave one of your knobs on without even realizing it and the flame's not going, there's gas escaping, and it can create a carbon monoxide type of situation. It could also lead to what Otto was saying about gas explosions. I'm sorry, that was my computer. The most common cause of carbon monoxide are water heaters and oil boilers. And more commonly, dryers created. So anytime you have anything that's a heating source, you can get carbon monoxide out of it because it's coming as a form of incomplete combustion that's taking place. It might be malfunctioning. It could be the dryer is filled with lint or whatever. It hasn't been cleaned out properly. The stove needs to be cleaned and it's backing up only half your burner is burning, different things like that. The most common ones, like I said, are the oil burners where your chimney needs to be cleaned. The hot water heater going into the same chimney can create the same problem. But gas leaks is a whole nother ball game. And unfortunately, I have to say that the majority of gas leaks are self-inflicted. And it's a fact that people don't turn their gas off all the way. It's carelessness that creates most of them. Some of the larger ones actually, that, you know, the spectacular ones, you see the house blow up and everything. A lot of times work had recently been done. And I'll give you a story about my own house. I just had a whole house generator put in this past year. And it's a gas fired one. So I had to have a gas line run. And in order to have that approved by the inspector, I had to have a pressure test put on my gas system in the house. Lo and behold, when they put the gas pressure test on the pipes, they found 16 small leaks within my basement.
Wow.
None that you could ever smell. I mean, I'm down my basement all the time. They've just been there over years. And the answer I was given was that the compound that's used on the piping when they connect it to seal the threads, because again, like I said, the age of my house has dried out. And when I say leaks, they were very minute leaks that unless you put, you have to understand when you have pressure, the gas in your house comes in and gets reduced down to a quarter pound of pressure. So there's no real pressure inside of your house with the gas. So the leaks that were coming out of these were very minute, but they were there. And I would probably venture to say that every house in White Park that has gas, that's an older house, has a leak somewhere that nobody knows about. There are conditions that you can smell gas in the street. We get called for them all the time as the fire department locally, as well as in the city, especially after one of these explosions, you get called all the time because everybody thinks every smell is gas. And that's okay. That's being safe. And that's what we're here for. But when you call for the utility company to come, there are certain, they grade their leaks on certain levels. And until they have the manpower to come and fix every type of gas leak, as long as it's outside, they sometimes allow them to go for months on end before they come and fix it, because there is not in their minds, there are other bigger needs to be done. And the priority is to get the bigger things done. And when they have time, they come back and fix these minor leaks that are outside of the houses and, you know, can be smelled by the people walking by and everything, but they're really not causing an issue. So
now you detected this, you didn't detect it when you had them do a gas pressure test.
Yes.
They found 16 small leaks.
Correct.
Is that something that people should do? Should they get a gas pressure?
No, the only reason it's required is because, again, like I said, these leaks were so minute that they really weren't doing anything. And they were all, believe it or not, located in within a 2 foot area. And I couldn't believe there were 16 different connections, but they showed me everything. And, you know, once they showed me, it made sense. It's really hard to describe. But the only reason it really showed a leak was because they put that pressure on there. And when they put a pressure on it, they're putting 5 pounds of pressure through there so that they can see if it's going to leak. Like I said, that you're working with a quarter pound of pressure. So it's at a quarter pound, it probably wasn't leaking at a quarter of a pound, which is why you never smelled it or was detected or anything. But when they put the 5 pounds through there, in order to have the project passed, it needed to be fixed. So,
well, Jim, thank you so much for clarifying that question that Otto had. Very important question. Again, now we are going to be calling on you again to come back. And we, again, are just so grateful and thankful for all that you do. And we are now transitioning into our Talk of the Town segment with radio show producer Christina Liu, and Otto Lohs will be the co-host. So I think we're going to just start it off right now with Christina Liu.
Thank you, James. Christina. Take care. Thank you so much. That was awesome. I was sitting back taking notes on, you know, with all this great information.
Thank you.
So thank
you. Take care, Jim. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye now.
Thank you, Jim.
Well, that was quite the segment, guys. It was really information. I was, you know, I have all kinds of, if you could see my desk, there's notes all over the place. Because it was good. Certainly, you know, and it's really important because you guys especially brought up questions that I think we all have, because there is a lot of confusion and gray areas, and especially the question, you know, about who do you call?
Right.
That comes up.
A great point.
I've heard that so many times. And I definitely took a lot of notes because my husband is obsessed with making sure our smoke detector is up to date and the placement is correct. And, you know, there's all kinds of different things, but I really do think that, you know, it's such important information because it's one of those things in the house. You know, we always say, we try to especially remind our seniors that, like, to set like a system of changing that out every 6 months. And luckily we have a Project Independence, you know, program, the Help at Home program that actually has come in for seniors and replace the batteries for that, you know? So it's trying to get all those things kind of coordinated so you don't forget about it, because, you know, here Jim really said how that's something that happens, and it's like a cyclical thing. You could tell when these detectors are going bad, when all these calls, you know, start kind of, there's like a trend for it. So
one thing, Otto, that's kind of just staying in my mind that I think we should just say is that though there, this 742-3300 number is so important, you know, for fires as opposed to 911. If for any reason you can't think of the number, or you're just, you know, please call 911, you know, it would simply, you know, mean, you know, maybe there would be a little bit longer, or maybe not. So, you know, 516-742-3300, very, very important number to have handy. Certainly if you can program it in your phone, so you don't even have to think. But if it's, you're at a point where you're just not thinking, you know, just 911, I think.
Absolutely. Right. It definitely,
you know, that battery, that combo, smoke detector, carbon monoxide detector. I don't know about you, but it seems like every other day there's another smoke detector going off chirping in the house somewhere, and I can't find it because the chirping always sounds like it's coming from
Yes.
Same place.
You've like been in my house. That's like exactly what I look like half the time, like running from room to room. Like, where is that coming from?
Yeah, right. So this would help eliminate that problem.
Yes. Well, it's just.
Because you have a 10-year battery, and then I guess it's kaput after that. You
right,
dump it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. That's actually, that's what my husband, he just recently actually bought that one because it was easier, you know, because like I said, it's one less thing to really remember. Yes, you might have to pay a little more upfront, but you know, in the scheme of things, it's one less thing that you have to sit there and monitor. So I definitely think, you know, listen, safety first with these kind of things. And it's certainly something you don't want to like bargain, really hunt around for, you know, it's the safety of that. So we just certainly don't want to skimp out or forget about those things. And we also want to remind people, because I think, you know, all of us have either experienced it personally or have family members who have done it. You know, the smoke detector going off and then it's just taken down and then never to be seen again because it's too close to the kitchen and makes too much noise. I mean, I have that image of growing up, you know, and it's like, oh, this is, it's going off every 5 seconds. So it's really not something you should do. And I want to remind people that it's there for a reason and it's doing kind of its job. So don't remove them all and just, you know, throw them in a drawer somewhere. But that was wonderful. And thank you, Otto. And kudos to Otto for bringing him on. You know, I was sitting back and.
Well, obviously Jim knows what he's doing.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You felt his vibe by staring at the back of his head in church all these years. You know, you knew that there was a lot of knowledge in that head of his.
Well, he's a true pro, obviously. I mean, most fire people are, but he's got a lot of varied experience.
Absolutely. No, and it was absolutely wonderful. And to have, you know, it's just nice to have a resident of the town on the show. And it's just amazing because here's a guy who's, you know, retired, we'll put in quotes, because clearly doesn't really seem too retired to me. So it's just, it just shows it's another example of the amazing residents that are in North Hempstead. And, you know, here's someone that Otto knew and brought on. So I love that connection too. You know, so many of the guests we've had on the show have been, you know, some kind of personal connection to someone, you know, that called and said, oh, you should really have this. And I love that. That's my favorite part of things. So I absolutely think that was great. So thank you guys for doing a great, asking good questions. And that was certainly a wonderful segment. So
it really wasn't quite a career. I mean, starting out in the Bronx is such, so young and, you know, all the fires and the vacant buildings. And then, you know, just really, really amazing. A lot of dedication.
Yes.
Well, I'm sure we could talk about that incident management team. You know, like Katrina and Sandy and what was the, you know, what really went on there? You know, we see television. We don't get it from the people who were actually there.
Right, right. Well, we're actually at the end of our first Talk of the Town segment. We're going to be back and talking about what's happening in the town, where the program's going on, and all the news that Christina can provide. We will be right back.